This is a little record Peter and I put together with the help of Tony Rice, Norman Blake, Billy and Bren Bright. And it was the connection from the Southern Mountains, Appalachia, to Abilene, the trailheads where the cowboys drove the big herds in the 19th century. And this music was a part of that. And in the South, in the Southern Mountains, they were singing on their front porch and playing. And out on the trails, they were mostly without instruments, and they sang these songs a cappella. But one of those songs is an old tune that was, when they say the trail to Mexico, it was not Mexico, the country. What they did is they shortened the New Mexico territory to Mexico. So in the 19th century, when they were trailing cattle, they called it the trail to Mexico, meaning they went from a place about Matador, Texas, all the way to the Arizona state line. And so they just said that we're bringing a herd to Mexico, and that meant they're actually New Mexico. And so we'd like to do it for you. Was in the year of 83, A.J. Stinson hired me. Said, young fellow, I want you to go follow my cattle into Mexico. It was a on the trail to drive a steer, stood my guard through the sleet and snow. While on the trail to Mexico,
pleasure to be here with Don and everybody on the High Lonesome Cowboy. We'd like to bring out our friend. Well, let me introduce you. First of all, we got Mr. Tony Rice over here picking guitar. Yeah. And over here on the mandolin, Mr. Billy Bright. Yeah. Austin, Texas. Also from Austin, Texas, playing the bass, his wife, Bryn Bright. Now, Don Edwards, he's up around Fort Worth out there, but he lives out in the country. What's the name of that little town? Weatherford, Texas. Don Edwards. And playing guitar here, living down in just south of, over the border from Chattanooga, Tennessee, down there in northern Georgia. Mr. Norm, Rising Fond, Georgia. Mr. Norman Blake on the guitar. And his wife, Nancy Blake. Nancy. And we just thought so much of this music was so inspiring. We